Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Rebecca, and I know your English will improve today as we talk about New Year's resolutions.
Another article on New Year's resolutions.
Why do you say, Gabe?
Because it's impossible to keep New Year's resolutions. Everybody knows that nobody ever keeps them. I want to exercise every day. It works for like 4 days, and then we're back to normal, just lazing around and not doing anything, watching TV, just...
But that's where this lesson can help us.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, today's lesson is unlike other New Year's resolutions lessons we've done in the past.
Yeah, that's true. It's got a really long title.
I'm serious. It'll be helpful. So open up your magazine to the lesson for better results. Visualize your New Year's resolutions. And let's begin.
For better results, visualize your New Year's resolutions. Some advice to help you reach your goals this year. About to make your annual resolutions for self-improvement in the new year? Whether you are planning to lose weight, save for a trip, or find a new job, don't find yourself slipping in your resolve. Set yourself up to win. This year can be different if you approach your resolutions the right way, explains Dr. Daniela White, board-certified psychiatrist. White suggests taking this approach. Number one, set up one goal with a well-defined measurable outcome, i.e., losing 10 pounds.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一重点我们来看的是 resolution 这个名词。Resolution 是指决心或立志。例如 Patty made a New Year's resolution to exercise twice a week. Patty 新年下定决心要每周运动两次。它的动词是 resolve, R-E-S-O-L-V-E, 意思是下决心做某件事。例如 Isabel and her team resolved to get the contract.Isabel 和她的团队下定决心一定要签到这个合约。继续我们看的是 outcome 这个名词。outcome 是指结果或成果。例如 ,the outcome of the game was a big surprise. The underdog suddenly dominated the game and won. 这场比赛的结果出人意表。原先弱势的一方突然主导了比赛并且获胜。或者是 no matter what the outcome is, I'm glad that we tried our best. 不管结果如何我很开心我们真的尽了全力。
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, let's look at this long title of our lesson again. For better results, visualize your New Year's resolutions. Now, what kind of results are we looking at here?
Well, the results of our New Year's resolution.
And of course.
And of course, a result is the outcome or what happens because of a decision that you made. So when do you see the phrase for better results?
Good question. For better results with your flowers, cut the stem under running water before putting it into a vase.
Or, if you want to take good pictures, make sure the lighting is good for better results.
All right, think of some other ways to use that phrase. Our lesson says, some advice to help you reach your goals this year. So, what does it mean to reach your goal?
Well, when you reach your goal, this just means that you accomplish what you wanted or what you were aiming for.
That's right. So we hope that you can reach your goals. Now, let's continue reading here. About to make your annual resolutions for self-improvement this year or in the new year.
Does something about this sentence seem kind of odd?
Yeah, it does. It seems like it should say, are you...About to make your annual resolutions, what happened to the are you?
Good question. You know, sometimes we talk just like this. Although you is the subject of the sentence, it's normal in conversations to drop that part of the sentence. Can you think of other ways to take out the verb and subject, are you? when making a sentence?
Okay, let's think. Going to the party later? That could be, are you going to the party later? But you could just say, going to the party later.
Or what about thinking about taking a nap? You could say, are you thinking about taking a nap? But why not just drop the are you and say, thinking about taking a nap?
All right. Well, let's talk about something else here. Self-improvement. Rebecca, what is self-improvement?
Of course, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's improving yourself.
That's right. And of course, we see a picture of someone on a scale here. Mm-hmm. They are planning to lose weight. And our lesson says, whether you are planning to lose weight, save for a trip, or find a new job, don't find yourself slipping in your resolve. This could be a way for you to have self-improvement.
So what does it mean to find yourself doing something or to find yourself to do something?
Good question. This means that you discover you're doing something that you didn't plan on doing. For example, I found myself ordering every flavor of ice cream on the menu.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. That is crazy. Or you could say, I only planned on spending $10 at the store, but I found myself spending over $100.
Oh, no. So think of some other ways where you find yourself doing something that you didn't expect to. Well, what does it mean to slip in your resolve?
That's a great question. We see that here in our lesson. Well, it means to not be as disciplined in achieving what you wanted to do.
That's right. So, of course, as our lesson says, you want to set yourself up to win. And I love this phrase, set yourself up to win. What does that mean?
Of course, you don't want to set yourself up to lose. Mm-hmm. But when you set yourself up to win, that means that you arrange everything or manipulate things so that you can win or accomplish what you're aiming to accomplish.
So how else could you set yourself up for something?
Well, I have an example right here. I didn't mean to, but I set myself up for disaster.
That happens sometimes. Or don't set yourself up for disappointment. Be realistic with your expectations.
Exactly. And so here in our lesson it says, this year can be different if you approach your resolutions the right way, explains Dr. Daniela White, who is a board-certified psychiatrist.
That's right. She's a board-certified psychiatrist. What does board mean? Well, let's take a look at the info cloud to see what Steve and Ken have to share about that word.
Centuries ago, typical English homes, like homes elsewhere in the world, had a table in the kitchen made of wide wooden boards. Among other uses, these boards function as the place where meals were prepared and eaten.
From these rough and humble boards, a handful of popular English expressions developed, expressions that are associated with food, housing, honesty, and authority.
Okay, today when a school or inn offers room and board, it means it's offering a place to sleep and eat meals. Are you currently living somewhere that provides room and board? Maybe you're a boarding student.
In English bars and taverns where people often played cards, players were sometimes warned to keep their hands above board to make sure they weren't cheating. Are you above board in your dealings with others?
And again, like elsewhere in the world, it was at the boards that fathers, the family leaders, directed the affairs of the home. Traditionally, they led from their chair at the head of the table.
And from this, board became associated with leaders that meet and make important decisions. And yes, this is where the title Chairman of the Board came from too.
在英文 board 这个字有着深远的意义，因为在古时候，英国人家里的厨房就有一个用 wooden boards 木板做成的桌子。后来 board 这个字就被套用在不同的领域。如果一所学校提供 room and board， 就表示提供吃住 ；board 表示伙食。因此，一个 boarding student 就是寄宿学校的学生。另外 ，above board 字面上是在板子上。我们可以想象， 在玩牌的时候，大家的手如果都摆在桌面上，能看得很清楚，就知道没有人作弊。所以 above board 意思就是光明正大的。而董事长之所以叫做 chairman of the board， 是因为古时候开家族会议时，一家的家长会坐在这张木桌子的 chair， 他的主位。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, thanks, guys. So here in our lesson, we read that White suggests taking this approach. So far, we've seen the word approach as both a verb and a noun. Can you practice using it both ways?
I can.
Okay.
Take the right approach to dieting.
Oh, that's a great example. Or what about, as you've noticed, when we use it as a noun, it's often coupled with the word take.
That's right. Now I just used it as a noun, but you could say it as a verb as well. You want to approach someone in the right way. Now what approach should I take with my boss? That's using it as a noun again.
Exactly. Well, here in our lesson it says, set up one goal with a well-defined measurable outcome. For example, losing 10 pounds. So the key thing is to set up one goal. What exactly is a measurable outcome?
A measurable outcome is a result that you can measure. So losing 10 pounds is measurable because you can see clearly when you have lost 10 pounds. Weigh yourself before and weigh yourself afterwards.
Exactly. Well, we still have more to talk about right after this.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Have you ever wondered why you can never seem to achieve your New Year's resolutions? Don't worry. It's not just you. It's a lot of people, myself included. Well, let's try something new. Visualize. Visualize your New Year's resolutions. Go ahead. Close your eyes and visualize your resolutions. What do you see? A skinnier, healthier, happier you? Okay, now open your eyes. Has anything changed? No? That's because we still need to look at steps 2 and 3 in our lesson today. Let's do that now.
For better results, visualize your New Year's resolutions. Number 2. Determine the period over which you want to achieve that goal, making it a reasonable expectation. For example, to lose 10 pounds, remember that the healthy way to do that is to trim off 1 pound per week. It will take a minimum of 10 weeks to achieve the goal. Number 3. Give your desired outcome details, including dreaming about how you will feel when you achieve it and how others will perceive you, i.e., visualize the lighter weight you now fitting into a certain outfit. How will you look? How will you feel? How will people react when seeing you?
All right, 接下来我们看的是 trim off 这个动词片语。Trim 是指修剪，所以 trim off 是指修剪、裁掉或者是修边。注意它的过去式、过去分词都还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 m 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 ，the tailor trimmed some loose threads off the edge of the cloth. 裁缝师把布料边上松开的线剪掉。Trim off 在今天的课文中有减重的意思。例如 ，Minnie successfully trimmed off about 10 pounds to fit into her new dress. Minnie 成功的减了大约十磅，穿进了她新买的洋装。最后我们看的是 minimum 这个名词。min 这个字根有小的意思，所以 minimum 是指最少量、最小值或者是最低限度。例如 ,the repair of the machine will take 6 hours at an absolute minimum. 要修好这部机器至少一定要6个小时。minimum 的反义词是 maximum, maximum. 例如 ,15 kilos is the maximum we allow for a carry-on on the flight.航班上行李最多只能允许带15公斤。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, let's continue on with our lesson, which says, well, step two, determine the period over which you want to achieve that goal, making it a reasonable expectation.
Now, hold on a second here. Yes. What does period mean here?
Well, period here means an amount of time. So what are different period lengths?
Well, it could be maybe 1 minute. That's a length. That's a period of time. Or maybe a day. That's a period of time too, right?
Exactly. Or what about a week, a month, or maybe even a year?
That's right. These are different periods of time. 2 weeks. How much time do you need to accomplish your goal? That is the period that you need. Now, what is a reasonable expectation?
Well, a reasonable expectation is an expectation that, or a goal that you think that you can reach in a reasonable amount of time.
Okay.
So, for example...
Yeah, give us a reasonable expectation.
This is a reasonable expectation. I think that I can lose 10 pounds by next week.
That's a... What?
Mm-hmm.
That is an unreasonable expectation, Rebecca.
Unreasonable?
That's great to think that you can lose 10 pounds in 1 week, but is it really realistic, or is it kind of unreasonable?
I see. So maybe it's not really reasonable to assume that I can lose 10 pounds in a week. Maybe a healthier way to say this would be, I'd like to trim off 1 pound per week for the next 10 weeks.
That's great. And that is exactly what our lesson suggests as an example. You want to trim off. Now, what does the verb trim make you think of?
When I think about trim, I think about trimming my hair, making something shorter.
Yes, I do too. You can trim your hair, or maybe you take some clippers and you trim the trees and the bushes outside. Now, this is one word we can use to talk about losing weight. What are some other words we use to talk about when losing weight, or talk about losing weight?
Well, we can use the words dropping pounds,
okay,
losing kilos, dieting, sometimes even slimming down. Can
nice.
You think of anything else?
Those are great phrases. I love slimming down. People talk about slimming down, getting slimmer, maybe getting fit, getting in shape. These are all ways that we talk about being healthier people.
That's for sure. Well, Liz wants to share something with us right now in the Grammar Gym. So what are we waiting for? Let's go visit Liz.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. Here's our grammar tip sentence for today. To lose 10 pounds, remember that the healthy way to do that is to trim off 1 pound per week. Our focus today is on the pattern. To do or achieve something, remember that plus a situation. Use this pattern to remind someone that if they want to do something or accomplish something, they must first understand or remember that a certain situation is the way it is. Now, in the case of today's sentence, the writer is saying that it's important to remember that the healthy way to lose weight is to trim off 1 pound per week. And this is an important fact for anyone who wants to lose weight. Okay, let's have a look at some example sentences. To apply for a college in America, remember that colleges are not only interested in the students' grades. Or, to travel to this country, remember that you must first get a visa before you buy your airplane ticket. As you can see, this pattern is not too hard, so give it a try. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Okay, well, our lesson continues. It will take a minimum of 10 weeks to achieve the goal. What goal was that again?
Remember, it was the goal of losing 10 pounds?
Yes, that's right. Okay, so just for fun, what is the opposite of minimum? What's the opposite of that word?
Well, the opposite of minimum is maximum.
That's
maximum.
Right. Maximum. M-A-X-I-M-U-M. Okay, here we're talking about the minimum amount of time you need. Well, how does our lesson continue?
Well, our lesson says step three. Give your desired outcome details, including dreaming about how you will feel when you achieve it and how others will perceive you. So what is your desired outcome?
Well, this is the exact results that you want. Of course, you know that an outcome is the result that you want. So what does the word perceive mean here in this sentence?
Well, here it means, basically, how others see you.
Okay.
It's their impression of you, the way they perceive you.
All right, well, some people think it's very important how other people perceive them. Our lesson says, i.e., visualize the lighter weight you now fitting into a certain outfit. How will you look? How will you feel? How will people react when seeing you?
Well, it definitely sounds like when it comes to creating these New Year's resolutions, or if you want to lose weight, you need to spend a lot of time visualizing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of power in visualizing what you could become.
That's right. It seems like that's one of the key themes of our lesson.
Yes.
Now, I often hear people say, I don't care what others think about me. Is that a good mentality to have? What do you think?
I think that in many respects, it is very important not to really care about what other people think about you, because that means that you can be more free to be who you are. However, at the same time, I think there does come a time and place where it is appropriate for us to dress a certain way, and we don't want to hurt other people by what we say either.
That's right. So should it matter how others perceive you? I agree with you, Rebecca. Sometimes it's important not to really care about something that someone said, but of course we all care a little bit about what other people think about us. That's just a fact of life. Let's be honest. We do care about how people perceive us.
That's true. Well, we often use the word achieve with goals.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some goals that you would like to achieve?
That's a good question. Well, one of the goals we hope that you want to achieve every day is learning new words right here at Studio Classroom. And of course, we did that a lot today.
That's a great goal to have. Well, right now, we are going to review today's lesson with Linda in the editor's summary.
Today, we're talking about New Year's resolutions and how visualizing them will set you up to win. According to Daniela White, who is a board-certified psychiatrist, this year can be different if you view your resolutions the right way. Start by setting up one goal with an outcome you can measure, like losing 10 pounds. Then decide the time period you want to reach that goal. So with losing 10 pounds, it should take 10 weeks if you do it in a healthy way. Then give that outcome that you desire some details, like how you will feel and look when you lose that 10 pounds.
Thanks, Linda. Well, this is certainly an interesting approach to achieving your goals for the new year.
I agree, and I wonder if it will work. Make sure you come back tomorrow so we can continue learning about this right here on Studio Classroom.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.